This is the Texas Standard. I'm Nathan Bernier, in for David Brown. Etsy is an online marketplace where people sell everything from handmade jewelry to clothing for dogs to clocks made out of old records. It's a site that allows people to shop from other individuals around the world. But now Etsy is doing some shopping of its own, looking for capital in the form of an initial public offering. Current valuation for the company, they're seeking $1.78 billion. It'll be listed on the NASDAQ. As Brenda Salinas reports, it's one example of how the so-called maker movement is becoming less kitsch and more rich.
Danny Hamill is a really good grandpa. After a long career in tech, he was ready to retire, take it easy. But then his grandson came to him with a problem named Prancer.
Grant was 16 then, and he was trying to do homework, and everybody plays with Prancer, throws the ball, and Prancer constantly would bring it back and drop it at Grant's feet and bark.
Hamill thought, I bet we could make something to satisfy Prancer's insatiable need to fetch.
He and I took a little Hot Wheels set, you know, the cars, and they have these little accelerators, so the car comes around and it grabs the car and shoots it. So we took one of those apart and we actually made a little ball thrower.
A couple prototypes later, they had the iFetch.
So the dog drops the ball in, it turns itself on, throws the ball, dog gets it, brings it back, puts it in.
By himself?
By himself.
And over again.
I heard barking.
Those are ours, yeah.
Can we try it with the dog?
Actually, these two don't do it.
Okay, well, Prancer loved it anyway. Hamill figured other dogs would too. The challenge is that a lot of gadgets don't really do well on store shelves. Andrew Gershoff teaches marketing at the Macomb School of Business.
There are some products that right away you can look at and you can know what that product is. Then there's these other types of products that we might consider more experience products that are really harder to evaluate until after you've experienced them.
Without the demonstration, you might mistake the iFetch for a humidifier. It kind of looks like a big sphere with a hole. Hamill can't afford to pay people to do in-store demonstrations. That might have stopped him from getting off the ground.
Now with the internet, it's much easier to interact with a large number of people and to broadcast that information at a very low cost.
But there is overcrowding in the market. With so many gadgets out there, how do you know what's a legitimate life hack and what's just junk? Joanne Domeniconi says she can help. She started a company called The Grommet. 2 million people subscribe to its daily newsletter.
Every day we create a video story about a product discovery that might interest you.
The Grommet's business strategy is part online retailer and part marketing firm.
We're paid a commission for the customers that we acquire for the maker. That would be new retailers.
Because these gadgets come from small, family-owned companies, they can't compete on super low prices. Online marketplaces say storytelling and authenticity are driving the maker movement. Etsy had almost $1 billion in sales last year. The Grommet had over $200 million. I'm Brenda Salinas for the Texas Standard.